Please call over choice.
Okay, cool. So we're welcoming everyone. Can they see us? I can see them. Okay, great. Welcoming everyone to the R in Love podcast. We are R in Love. We are
Rodney
and Nadia. So what's going on there? Yeah, so what we are, I guess we would say, is married millennial couple, and we really share our views on a variety of topics such as love, marriage, parenting, pop culture, anything else in between.
That'd be fine, interesting.
Yeah. Insert some shenanigans or rambling, yeah. You know, whatever. It happens. And you're along for the ride, so we appreciate you for that. Joining us today, we are super excited, right? We have our closest of friends.
Yes.
Our dearest of family.
Family.
I don't even know what to say. All the titles that they have now.
They are behind us, and that's why I made sure we had a shirt. Beyond our merchandising. So that's one of the things, the recency. But they are family who happen to be friends, and friends who happen to be family are Darius' closest friends who are not in Ottawa.
No.
So hence why the Zoom. Yeah. But Ashi and Andrew. So welcome more Ashi and Andrew. And claps, I guess.
Yay!
Virtual class, a round of applause, Ashi and Andrew. So yes, so we're going to have one thing we said last season, we're going to do just a little bit different this year and this season.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're going to do different this year is to have guests. And we thought it would be fitting to have as our first guest for this new segment is Ashi and Andrew. So we are super, super excited about Ashi and Andrew. We love them very much. If you follow along, especially in the Facebook Lives, they are very active in the chat.
Yes.
So they are now, we take them from behind the scenes in the chat, that in the forefront of the chat. They think they shy, they're not shy. We do this all the time. We talk all the time, so this is nothing new. So it's just going to be a conversation we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Going to hear their input, going to hear their views, and we're going to have some fun.
And before we get to what it is that they have to say, we're going to say hi to everybody in the chat. So I see Kalia all the way in Canada.
Oh, no.
Saying yummy couple. Hi, Kalia and Shaprika. She loves the halls, and we love them too. But I feel like we love them more than you, Shaprika. So, anyway, Thalia says good night, and Chico says hi. So,
welcome in. Like I said, let us know you're here in the chat so we can shout you out. We try and keep to us. We can. I say, see when you come in. So we love you, of course. Lisa, but we love to see you in the comments and stuff. We try keep involved. That's one thing we continue to do. As well as keep the lively, the community involved to the commentary. And Shaprika is true. I feel like sarcasm, just a tidbit of sarcasm in that Shaprika, but I'll take you saying true as that's true that we do love them all. But the horse are so lovely that they have enough love to go around for everybody.
And
we just so happen to be a part of their village. And we feel humble and privileged to be a part of the village. So thank you for everybody in the chat. And thank you most of all to Ash and Andrew for accepting.
Our invitation.
For accepting our invitation.
They have say.
Oh, that's going to be the longest conversation.
Got to sit down and have a conversation, though. So anyway, without further ado, say hi to the folks, Ashley and Andrew. It rhymes.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi. Thanks for having us, guys. You know we are super nervous. I prefer to be in the comments with my fingers, but, you know, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
all right, so let's jump into it then. So give us a rundown. Who is Ashi and who is Andrew? It's Andrew and Ashley.
This is Ashley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, so we are married 5 years.
No.
We then start off wrong.
We'll be seven years. Join.
What he's saying is that he doesn't feel time when he's with you.
The bliss that he is and the marital bliss.
We've
been having some fun. We've got no time boundaries. He said, "Mom, babe, anytime I'm with you feels like yesterday we just got married." So he's in a honeymoon phase of the relationship. So he's just really falling in love. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ross. This is why we need each other. It's been 12 years since we've been together. I know that for sure. I got it right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about your story. Who are you and what makes you guys special? What's happening?
Okay, I'll say a little bit. So, well, the whole theme for this podcast today is about us relocating and the time that we spent apart and how we were able to survive during that time, although it was pretty difficult. We spent 1 year engaged apart and then 1 year married, living on two different islands. So that was pretty interesting. Definitely not planned at all. Only the first year was planned. The first year, moving to Eleuthera to work, we did have the plan. Me, yes, I moved to Eleuthera first. We had the plan to for me to move here. And then after a year, transfer back to Nassau.
Tell them what you do.
I teach. So I was blessed to be able to choose which island I was placed on at that time. A lot of people don't get to choose. And Eleuthera was the choice that I made. Mm-hmm. And then... within that year of being here teaching while being engaged and planning to be married, both of us, we said that, "Why, Eleuthera is nice.
Yeah.
We should stay."
Yes.
So with us thinking now, it's going to be, everything's going to be straightforward. Andrew put in for his transfer and all of this good stuff. And it took another year. It literally took a year for him to be transferred. So...
The devil didn't want us to be great.
Yeah.
Didn't want us to be great.
It was long.
Yeah. So.
So what was that like?
Bahamas Air and Southern Air and Pineapple Air got to know us very well.
Every weekend.
Week, I was going or she was coming.
Wow. Yes, pretty much. That was rough. And every weekend, I'm like, "You sure you don't just want me to just come? I could just come. Like, I was just ready to go because we didn't have we didn't have much of an idea of what was happening on his end. Mm-hmm. And it was just becoming more and more difficult. Okay. So
to clarify, when we made the decision that we would both take a residence in Eleuthera full time, I made a transfer to come. So I work for BPL, and there's a BPL in Nassau and BPL in Eleuthera. So I sort of transfer to work at the BPL in Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. But that transfer wasn't so clean. It wasn't straight protocol, just a lot of begging, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that took 11 months and maybe 3 weeks, almost to the day that I saw the transfer, the anniversary that I got the letter. And the letter said that I need to be in Eleuthera the next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys talk about you're married a year into still being separated. Interesting enough, it tied back because a lot of persons last year during COVID, and I guess this year, have some issues as well because we actually talked about that one time. Would you get married now? Would you hold off? What still pushed you guys to still get married even though things weren't finalized? Instead of delaying it until things are finalized.
Yeah.
What pushed us? Well, we wanted to get married before we actually got married. We had the date I feel changed a few times. So I was like, let's just get married. Like I didn't care about all of the all of the stuff, the planning and stuff like that. I was just like, well, let's just get married. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
we knew ultimately nothing was gonna stop that, whether we was in Nassau, whether we had a big ceremony, a small ceremony, a small place to live, a big place to live. We knew that one thing was going to happen. So it just continued as planned and work everything else around that.
Yeah.
That's good, man. And that's good. It's always good when you have a goal and you stick to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
I know we often get asked at the time, like, how did you know? Like, Rodney, how did you know not it's one? Not that I know Rodney is one. And then we were dating from high school time. You guys dated a little after high school. How did you guys know? Or what was that one thing that say, you know what, Andrew? I think Ashley's one for you. What if you can remember? Or it'll be like the day where you get 5 and 7 years, but something like that. What can you remember?
Interesting. That's the thing. It was no definitive moment prior to me proposing, because the whole relationship was a definitive moment, but I didn't realize it.
Oh,
run right. The drama! I love
that. The entire relationship was a definitive moment.
Yeah, so as soon as maybe months after we got together, I knew, but I didn't want to admit it to myself, yeah. And I didn't know how to process that feeling to say that I wanted to marry her, because I never wanted to marry anybody. But knowing her, I say, you know, this could happen. So months into it, I tried to deny it to myself, trying not to be too hasty.
Yeah.
So the years after that, I've been trying to build up this portfolio, build up a case to say why. But the why was already there long time.
Okay. Hold on. In the comments. Thalia says that's crazy. Kalia says, period. Can they have? Kalia's like, oh, it was an awe moment for me too. Yeah, Valencia says, all right, Valencia, good night.
A boss statement.
It is a boss statement.
Ashley, what about you? Because I mean, I don't get how much you felt.
I don't know how you're going to follow
if,
that.
If you didn't agree.
I have no idea what I can't follow that, but I knew that I wanted to be with him because there were, well first of all, he was a gentleman, still is a gentleman, always has been. He loved his family, took care of his family. There were just things that were easy to fall in love with him for. He treated me extremely well all the time. We've never argued, although we've disagreed about things. You know, we disagree, but it's how we handle those disagreements. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things to really love about him. It's difficult to find things wrong. And not that I was looking for it, but it really was a good dating relationship. And so I couldn't help but think that we would get married one day. I was in COB at the time, and I knew that probably after graduating or so, you know, you'd pop the question somewhere around there. So it was my last semester. Yeah, when he proposed on his birthday.
Mind you, she didn't make it any secrets, no hints. Like she definitely made known that she wants to get married. So
yeah. Very clever. I wasn't into the I was never into the be together forever and no ringy type of thing, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I did make it known. I didn't know when it was gonna happen. But yeah, it was. You gotta make it known too that what your goals are. If you don't, you can't expect the person to know. You can't get mad at them for not knowing.
Oh, acting on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Come on, that's important.
Y'all got people. Yeah, loving y'all in the comments. But y'all are a beautiful couple and no beaning around. Let it be known. So listen. So let's fast forward, right? So we already passed the engagement. That y'all were apart. Two separate islands. Y'all spent the first just about a year apart. What was it like then when you finally got together and stayed together and there was no going back and forth on the plane? Says, okay, you live here now. Like, I see you every day. What was that like? What was that transition like?
Like, you have a rating on this thing to say? Leah, you need
one. 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars.
I highly recommend.
it was I think it was a smooth transition. It was little stuff that, of course, you get used to. But like you said, we were married and traveling for a year. And every weekend or every 2 weeks, we would see each other. We would come home for the weekend or long weekend. And we got those in small doses. So we got used to it after a while. And it always hurt the Sunday that you have to leave.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But when we got married, when that Sunday came and there was no break to catch.
All right.
Just work to go to. And then Monday, Tuesday, you come home and then she's still there. Yeah. It's just you can't describe it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful though, because I know a lot of persons tend to say, especially because we have a lot of people in, and then who we talk to as well, who feel like marriage is just a certificate.
Yeah.
Marriage is a piece of paper that you won't need that. And I mean, hey, you guys talk about it, it really was a transformative moment. How important it is to have that covering of marriage. To say, actually, you have that mom before God marriage. And like, actually say, not just me, you know, playing house for lack of words.
Oh, no. I'm trying to find a good analogy for it. That's like riding around in your car, you don't license, you don't insure it. You looking to get caught. You know you're doing something wrong. You know you ain't.
That's a clip.
You riding dirty, but. To be pleasing to the road traffic department, you need to get licensed and insured.
Okay.
And usher. Right.
Oh. Powerful. Powerful.
Possible.
I know, right?
I love it, man. One of the things, too, so I mean, it's again, don't ride around dirty if you're listening.
Okay.
One of the things we love about you guys, too, is that we intentionally catch you guys in our village. And sure, not even come back to your origin story, but. Talking about you and our village. See, that's how important it is to make sure you have the right set of people around you, whether they're my people or whether they're just good, healthy friends. See, that's why it's important, especially as a young couple.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it's extremely important. I was happy that we had you guys, especially first coming in, that we... tried to model after relationships that we saw. It was good that at the beginning too, we had a marriage group where we could discuss and talk with other young married couples. That was really good. That helped a lot as well. Very appreciative of that. We're still friends with a lot of them. We don't have the marriage group now, but we're still very good friends with those persons who are in the group. I would definitely say it's a must to be around like-minded people, just generally, because it helps to push you to do good. I mean, you won't know, not to say compare yourself, right? But if you have good people around you, it's only up from there, I guess, in a sense. You can only improve in your relationship. You learn about things that you may not have had to deal with yet, but at a time when you may have to deal with it, you'll know how to handle the situation, how important communication is, dealing with money, so many things people take for granted, honestly. And you don't know how to deal with it until it comes up. So
I can say that y'all have been really like a blessing to us in terms of marriage, because even in like early on in our marriage, before y'all got married, because y'all were already trending on that road, like we could have come to y'all to say, okay, well, you know, this one or not, like what's the so how do you deal with it? And then like when you have those people in your corner who's like encouraging the good stuff and say, okay, yeah, that's cool, but did you talk to him, or you know, did you talk to her, and you know,
maybe
you tripping over. Yeah, or you know, speak out of love. And when you have people in your corner that are saying the good things and encouraging you and want to see the best, like it makes such a huge impact on your relationship on the whole. So definitely, like, really appreciate y'all for that.
So it made it easier just for give everybody the box. Sorry if you don't know.
Yes.
Ashi is my very good cousin who was a little sister to me. So always loved that tea from all nine. So we were close. Really got close, and like when you were grade 10, like high schoolers, we really got close. I really haven't let that bond go after that. Really not. Andrew and Nadia are really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they were friends from high school as well.
Yeah.
So it was to the point you said this year about it. So she was like, Clem, so share.
Okay, awesome. Okay. As if I have commission on you, is that okay? So me and Rodney were just talking one day. It's like, Ashley is single and she's a nice girl. Mm-hmm. Andrew's single and he's a nice guy. Like, yeah. I just feel like they could be a nice couple. Like, you know, they should just get together. You think they'd be on a run? Just set it up and see what's happening. Yeah, it makes sense.
We're sick of happening.
Just random too quick. Oh! I could have cried. I still could cry. They are awesome people, guys. Honestly. Like, honestly.
That's important to having a good foundation. Coming from this talk, as what people like to say.
Yeah.
We come from this talk. Ashley mom loved the pieces. Andrew's mom and daddy loved the pieces. Ashley daddy loved them the pieces and the family dynamic. And I think that's so important. Like Ashley said earlier, when she met Andrew's family,
yes.
She fell in love with them. He takes care of his family. He loves his family. For those who are looking, because again, that's the next question we always going to ask. Now they're trying to find somebody, or they're trying to find somebody. What advice, Ashley and Andrew, take turns. What advice would you say to, like how Andrew said he knew the whole relationship was affirmation? What kind of advice would you say, these are things to look out for, these are things to avoid, these things you can kind of work with? What are those kind of things?
Usually you'll know, but at the same time, you will have no idea what you're getting into. So, For me, I can't speak for Ashley, but for me, it was, I tried to build up a portfolio to mm-hmm. try to check off all these boxes that I made up in my head,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know where the boxes was coming from, if that makes sense. I didn't know where the list was generated from. Like, she mm-hmm. should be able to do this, this, and this, but where was I coming up with these criteria?
Who, from what place?
Right. So you have to realize, I tell people, as different as the four of us are, Ashley, Andrew, Rodney, and Nadia, there are infinite combinations for how different everyone's relationship is going to be.
Mm.
Nobody's relationship is going to be like Ashley and Andrew's. Nobody's relationship is going to be like Rodney and Nadia's. Nobody is like Rodney. Nobody is like Nadia. So when you bring them two together, there's no relationship like theirs.
Yeah.
So totally agree. So that's why dating is so important. That if you get along, if you feel like you don't have any problems in the dating phase, then you can move it up to another level, whatever that level is.
Mm-hmm.
And don't downplay engagement, because engagement is just another step between dating and marriage. Engagement plays an important role, because that's another phase. That's another set of personalities and set of decisions that you have to make, and know how your partner responds to those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of people take it just for planning, eh?
Right.
Because at that time, between you trying to figure out where you're going to live or how much money you're going to spend on the wedding, and who you're inviting to the wedding, and all of these different things. So that is a lot of things you learn about people. Every day you learn something new. But during that time too, when you're in situations where you're under pressure, you learn a lot more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
One of the things is vital too, is that you'd be surprised who are watching you and looking to you for other encouragement, direction, and guidance, right? I love to hear this answer to the question. If you could have talked to your younger self, right? So let's take it out of my experience. You are, say, 20, going to college in a different country. Let's imagine. But you're single. What advice would you give that person as it relates to just living and letting go over there?
You okay?
What advice would you give that young girl, Ashley, to say they're entering a new aspect of their life? They left home. They are now a young woman, but still young. What advice would you give them in terms of dating?
The advice I would give is to, in order to prepare yourself to date and be with a person, make sure that you are mentally ready. Make sure that you are healed from whatever past hurt you would have dealt with. Make sure that when you go into a relationship, decide within yourself whether this is something you're going to be possibly serious with or not. And be open and honest with yourself and with the person as well.
That's true.
Why I say this is because when we started dating, well, even before we really got into it, you know, sometimes you still are sort of, you're familiar with people who you know are interested in you. So when it came to that point, I was like, okay, this relationship I need to do my best to put my all and my focus into it to even give anything a fair chance. Sometimes I feel, now it works for different people, but for me, I know I can't stretch myself and sort of possibly think about this thing over here and then this thing over here, whatever. So whenever I went into a relationship, I sort of went into it focused to see if it had a chance to move on or do anything or be anything more than, you know, it could possibly be. So be honest with yourself, know yourself. I know that was the case for me. For others, it may be different. They may prefer to have options. Just be honest with yourself. That's all. But be mentally ready, because your mental health and your spiritual health and all of that good stuff is what's important at the end of the day, because if the relationship doesn't work, you need to still be in a good place. You have to live with yourself at the end of the
relationship,
day, right?
Your savior, you know?
Right. Yeah. So keep God as firm and strong in your life as you possibly can, and grow and just do your best. That's all.
So, and talking about keeping God, one thing, Andrew, it's obvious that you are very spiritual God. Speak to the importance of having, whether it's you're involved with the church or just have an anchor spiritually, how that leads and then bleeds over into your marriage or relationship.
All right.
Andrew's like, these are some heavy hitters, like you're talking hard, and then like you want to come with him. He's like, Jesus,
right?
I'm cleaning up from this earlier.
All right, cool.
All right, that's a good question, Rod. All right, I think it's very important if you are seeking to have a relationship with Christ, or if you have a relationship with Christ. As the song says, he is your friend. So if you value him, you would ask your friend about, hey, what you think about, you know? And he'll answer you. And he'll do more than answer you. He'll hook you up. He'll set you in a place to get what you need to get. So I joke because I laugh because when I was in high school, I prayed to God for a girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. And then I met a girlfriend. I met a woman, like a girl who became my girlfriend, right? And then we ended up breaking up, right? It was a hard breakup. So I asked God, why did you give this to me? Like, God said, would you ask me for a girlfriend? You want to ask me for a wife? You want to ask me, what did I give you what you wanted for? You ask to know what love is, and I show you that. But you know, now I gone a little deeper. I asked God for a wife, and here we are.
Hey,
more after that.
Yeah,
that was
on you.
Listen, you got people in the comments. God, yes, Lord have mercy. Listen,
if God has it for you. What has it for you in his bag, and you ask for it, he'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you ain't cool with him, you can't do you no favors.
Mm. You know what I mean? You got to put in your order. You got to put in your order and say,
hey,
you ain't cool with your job. I should say be specific. It's the same thing. I'm just saying be specific as well. Mm-hmm. And those are very important. One of the fun things you learn in relationships is the art of being specific and just the art of communication.
Pause. Why is being Jillian Bethel saying Pacific? No mind.
Being Pacific. So whether it's Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, wherever any body of water, you have the treacherous and no tread over it. I need to be difficult. If you aren't prepared with the right vessel,
yes,
it can take you over.
Yes.
If you can be Pacific. But how important it is to have the right tools. And how important it is to actually, you know, work towards communication when it relates to much.
Communication is so important. It's so important because I'm a person who, I guess you could probably say,
communicates a lot.
Yeah. I'll say what is what, you know, in our relationship, and then I trying to get him to talk more, and he don't, it's like, not that he doesn't talk, but it's just about certain things you're trying to get. I don't know if it's a man thing, trying to get him to explain a little bit more and share a little bit more and stuff like that. So I try not to be, that's something we work through.
Talking to me is like trying to get emotions out of me and feelings out of me is like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's,
he doesn't talk.
Y'all getting the best of me right now.
Yeah. So it's funny because even through the relationship and stuff, there he does so many things that lets me know that he loves me and all of these things, and he says it and all of that right. stuff. But I'll be honest, and he'll be honest, that he's not a poet, so he's not gonna write it down in a rhyming way and all of that stuff or whatever. But that's fine for me. I know that he loves me because, like I say, he's always shown me in so many different ways. But it's just when it comes to certain things, I may talk too much and he may not talk enough for me. But that's, like I say, again, something we would have. That's something we, yeah. So communication is important. So at least.
So further than that, I think like understanding. So going back to what you're saying is like understanding how that person communicates, right? So knowing each other's love language and being able to like interpret that. So as you said that you know that he shows you love even though he doesn't communicate in the fashion that you does, that you do. Yeah. And I think that's so important to be able to recognize how your partner is able to show you love. Because, you know, and receive his love. Because you may be expecting, waiting for them to give you, like, love in a certain type of form. And then here they come, like, they showing you all kind of love, you know, in their way. Mm-hmm. But you're not recognizing it. I mean, you know, that's a cause for concern. But, you know, y'all are ahead of the game. Y'all already got that down.
Exactly. Love language. It's five love languages. So, acts of service, gifts, affirmation. What's the other one? Acts of service,
gifts, affirmation, quality time. There's one more.
There's one more. Yeah, I'm going to knock the next one.
If anybody can tell us,
I thought it's five. It's more? It's five?
I thought it's five.
It varies. I know it's not one. I think we all can agree it's not one.
Yeah.
I mean, but if it was one, it would be gifts.
I think we call it times. Hence the issue right there.
Oh,
Tarius says touch.
Touch, yeah. Thank you.
Valencia touch. Says, touch. All the years I have known you, this is the most I've heard you speak, Andrew. Always was quiet.
See, that's him, man. This is the right form. Get him in the right form.
Right.
She's not wrong.
What someone taught me with love language is that if your love language is just imagine, take the word love language, just languages.
Yeah.
Everybody speaks differently. Yeah. So to assume everybody speaks the way you speak, you're almost looking for a conflict because we are different being, like Andrew said, the variations and the timing that you meet somebody creates a different scenario that you need to be prepared for. One thing is, Nasha, you did it, and Andrew, you did it as well in a way that you guys are patient. You guys hide what the issue were, and you guys are patient. A lot of people, for whatever reason, don't have that patience, especially early on in the marriage. And for whatever reason, things is not as willing to see it beyond the current problems to see past what it could possibly be.
I think it's also like you sort of learn patience too, mm-hmm. because what used to fly in the relationship may not fly in the marriage. And then like mm-hmm. you have to learn how to pick your battles, because this person is here all day, every day, 24/7. You really about to fight about every little thing, or you're going to try to figure out what's worth the argument, or figure out what you can work on. Mm-hmm. And it's through all of the figuring out and the determination to want to make it better. Like, you know, yeah. you kind of learn patience in that.
Like you said, that wants to make it better.
Yeah.
I think a lot of persons, for whatever reason, it's tough to see it, especially when you're going through issues. I want to make it better. I want to see it beyond, not just wanting to see tomorrow. Because you're so red with heat and anger that just, you know what, after this, get this, let me just move on. Is that something, and again, all of this is reporting to other persons, as well as a conversation ourselves. What advice would you give people to say, it might be tough now, but there's always tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like, just to see it through, especially if you in the first few stages of marriage. They say the first few years of a marriage is really tumultuous.
Yeah.
So if you get past those years, it should be better. What advice would you give persons in that regard?
The sooner you iron out the kinks, the better it'll be in the long run. The sooner you deal with those issues, as tough as they may be,
yeah.
because they're just coming up for the first time in some cases, mm-hmm. and they're going to be hardest to get over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once you get over that, you can move on to the, I wouldn't say the rainbows, but the other issues.
yeah. Sometimes people just, I guess, maybe put a Band-Aid on it and just say, or not even a Band-Aid, I don't know. And just kind of brush over certain things and say, well, he don't never do this, but you never really spoke to him about that or what you expect him to do, because you can't expect him to know what it is you'd like him to do if you never communicated that, or, you know, something of that sort. So a lot of the things you'd be surprised are very simple, mm-hmm. and can be worked out by simply talking. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say it like it's like things are so simple, but I mean, work through it, talk it out, handle it as it comes along, and actually deal with it, come to a conclusion or come to some sort of solution to the issue. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, don't just brush over it and say, okay, all right, well, just what
and
it
you
is.
Take the edge off, and then mm-hmm. you pass it off until it comes back up again. No, actually come to a conclusion or a decision.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems, I guess, speaks for some guys or most guys, it seems counterintuitive to initiate or to get into arguments, but those are the kind of experiences that make it stronger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So think of hardening metal. You gotta pound it. You gotta feel the heat, and then it's going to be stronger afterwards.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's not easy.
Oh, no, it's not. It's worth it. I tell everybody it's worth it. But yeah. I see arcing up in front of this camera. I tell her this is the hardest thing I've ever done before. But I was also taught the harder the climb, the better the view. So I've enjoyed this. And I told this all the time. I wouldn't say what else I said, but I told this before. But she said, don't say it. But no, she is. So to make a slight pivot, Pacific pivot, one of the things that's important too in marriage is support. Supporting your partner's decisions and dreams and helping them get to the next stage. And one thing that you did earlier in your marriage is that you supported Ashley's move to Luther, and not staying in Luther, not just moving, not staying in Luther. The next venture you're supporting her in is her side business, which might be a full business by the time this conversation finished, but a side business, which is teach your own. who did our shirts?
Yeah.
He does about the business first, and then we get into some other stuff.
But before we do that, okay. Let me just read this comment. It's important to remember that everyone didn't grow up like you or in a similar household. So certain things you think are common sense, you only think that because that's what you were taught. So I, and that's from Taria, and Beryl says, don't sugarcoat it or hide it under the rug. And I totally agree. That's exactly what we were
Yeah, I totally agree. One thing we do, we assume, we assume all Nadia should know, all Rodney should know. And a lot of our assumptions are based off how we were brought up.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, you always woke up and your mommy cooked eggs every morning. You assume when you wake up, your wife would cook your eggs in the morning, but you never had that dialogue with her. Mm-hmm. Maybe she don't like eggs. Maybe she don't like cooking. Maybe you scared her before. Those would be the little things, you know, that really is be such impetus to a larger disagreement because we didn't have that initial conversation.
Yeah.
So I totally agree. And then I don't sugarcoat it or hide under the rug. So I'm on two sides of that. I totally believe in being plain speaking. But I also subscribe to believe it's how you say things as well too. So, and that's one thing we always be mindful of. Always say things out of love. Always say things out of wanting to help and wanting to be constructive. Words are, like they say, tools. Either can construct or they can deconstruct. So be mindful of how you say certain things, because one of the things that I wish more women understand, your words are so powerful because we hold you so near and dear to our heart that we really hold you close. So when you say those things that anger, they cut deep. And like Andrew said, we ain't going to tell you, explain to you right off the bat that you know that really touched.
You ain't going to never know until you see that behavior change. You'd be like, you okay?
I think you don't remember what you said. But like Andrew said, because we don't want to initiate anything, especially any sort of disagreement or discomfort.
Yeah.
They say, boy, it's better to be in a house. Sorry, it's better to be in a roof in the desert than be in a house with a contentious woman. So sometimes as a man, you just want to just, okay, whatever you say, I'll take the looks just to make sure it be peace. But it's also important too, as a husband, to have that peace inside. Because the same thing what she say, your demeanor will change. So you might not say nothing, but it will change. And then it's going to now really pull on the relationship. And what happens is that she doesn't know that she did it. Anymore. So you need to let her know, say, no, babe, I don't like how you said that. You talk about this. Can you be mindful of those things and be honest with your feelings? But the fun thing about being certain places as a male, you know, taught to talk about those things. Your teacher say, okay, you can tell someone they hurt your feelings. You either deal with them or you deal with them. But as a husband, you have to learn to say, I have to talk with my feelings.
Communication is key.
Like, going about the communication.
So let's communicate with the t-shirt lady. If Beryl says, yes, my t-shirt lady is the best.
That is more than just t-shirt.
Yes, tell us more.
Yes. So we do a lot of things. Printing on started off merely with
passport
holders, which sort of blew up surprisingly. That was the funniest part because it is Andrew and I. The company's name is To Each Their Own. And
what do you do and where can we find you?
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and website.
There you go.
toeachyourown242.com. So we are, which you guys, app, service culture. You guys
as help. Kalia said, but
the young people talk. It's been about 2 years now. Wow, it's been about two years since we started. 2 years, yeah. And so t-shirts, cups, passport holders, all that good stuff. A lot of different names because persons would say, "Can you do this?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, I think I can do that." And so you know. A lot of different things as well, not just strictly certain things. So, yes, Daryl, thank you so much for supporting. So many of you guys have supported the business, and we're so grateful to be, I mean, honestly, 100%, because obviously we wouldn't have come this far and I wouldn't have learned how to do certain things and stuff like that without you guys pushing me and pushing us and you know to do
how important was it to even pivot, because I mean last year a lot of persons because of COVID had to pivot. You just did not jump the gun and pivot a year prior. How scary was it and how important was it to push past the fail?
It was It was completely scary because, to be 100% honest, I'm still scared now. I still get nervous when people send me messages about doing certain things or whatever. I'm always nervous about things, something that I'm putting out there, because I want it to be good quality, but I also want it to be a good price. You know what I mean? You don't want it to be crazy expensive to where people don't want to get it. And so that takes a lot of research, a lot of research. So when people say, well, you ain't doing this or stuff like that, it's a reason why I'm not doing it yet, because there's so many things that I want to make sure that I know how to do. And if I'm going to sell it,
and cost associated,
if you're going to sell it, we need to know exactly what it is it all entails. So it's a lot that goes behind it. On top of that, having a full-time job makes it so that the timing is so limited to do such research.
But, right, because you're dedicated to your job as well, because you are a builder of our community and our nation. As a teacher in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, for those international listeners who are tuning in. Yes.
And you don't teach from the people. I mean, that's what I would say.
That's
teach,
it.
You don't teach from the people. You do.
No. No,
I know one of the things, I remember when we talked about it, you pitched ideas, Mara, and they bought a cricket. And I was like, I don't have no idea what a cricket is. And they were like, oh, we can print things. I said, so you bought a printer there. Say, no, whatever, you can put some on, you can print some on, and you did a terrible job explaining what it was.
Rodney, sorry, this is the same exact conversation we had. Say, baby, I want to buy this thing. Say, what does it do? It does everything.
But she wants to talk about communication, right?
It's the truth, you know. That's probably exactly what I said. I said, I want to get this. What does it do? And I was like down the rabbit hole. I was on everything, all the websites, the YouTube videos, everything. Like, what can I do? And so it was funny how I just did. I think I just showed one person something, and then they was like, oh, I want one. I was like, oh, you want one? Okay. And then it literally flew off from there. Yeah. It was funny. I wasn't ready, but I was ready, I guess. I needed that push to get into it. So, yeah, man. And late nights and stuff. You'd be right here.
Beryl is like bigging you up so much in the comments.
Oh.
Don't worry, Ashley. It's done. Write her a testimonial. Yeah. Send that to her. Let her post that. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Beryl's on top of the peeps.
Yes. Exactly. Listen. Because even since we moved, there are a lot of people that still support us, and that's so cool, because I'm like, wow, they really don't have to drive all the way up here or wait, because they know it's a wait. It ain't like you could just drive down the road to get, you know, to get something. So
the thing is, the great thing is, we are in the Lutheran, but we still find ways to support you. So speak to us about how you can still reach your inter-island clients and not just ocean.
Yeah, how can we get a piece up to each their own? How can we get our own?
Shirts like this.
You can get your own by mail boat. We have been utilizing the mail boat consistently for a good couple months now. And once I know what your order is, I'll confirm the mail boat schedule with you. And then I'll let you know that, okay, I'm putting it on the boat on this day. And just not only just New Providence, we've actually shipped things to Grand Bahama, to Andres, and to Abaco. So that's, you know, we work it out. It got family in Nassau. All of you guys are so helpful and supportive. Yes. In helping to even deliver things to person. So this isn't just a 1-2 person thing. All of you guys are grateful. Taria, Dion, Mumi, y'all going to the boat for me, going to this place for me, this thing, the next thing. I mean, honestly,
shout out to
yes. It's a whole team. So
it takes a village.
Yes. Andrew, how important is it from your perspective to keep her grounded, keep her supported? Because even though people like to say behind every good man is a good woman, I think the inverse is equally true. Behind every good woman is a good man. Because you are her partner in every regard. Yes. How important is it for you to make sure that you support her, help her get through this process?
Hey, keeping her grounded? She wants to fly every chance that she gets. If it was up to her, we would probably be somewhere else in the world. But she is that ambitious. She is driven. I sometimes, in keeping her grounded, feel like I'm holding her back. But I'm only trying to be that voice of reason to say, all right, cool. You want to go to Mars? But let's talk to Elon Musk first. let's see how to do it. And if we could do it, and then we'll go.
Yeah. I feel like that's something I've heard Nad say about broads. Like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, I can do this. Like, I need to do this. And then you're like riddling off 10 things underneath that. And so, yeah, he's like, okay, so first, first of all, where's the time? What time? You have to do this, which is important, right? You're ready, yeah. Not sleeping much, right? Yeah. But
they call it the dreamer and the planner. They say if a dreamer can get with a planner, that's the formula for awesome success.
Definitely.
Because one person, like you say, you have grandiose ideas, and one person have the practicality. And you are right. I'm the person, and me and Ashley. So when, for people who don't know, whenever they come to us and we go to them, me and Ashley be up talking for hours. And Andrew, be like, okay, then I check it out. When you're finished, I'll keep
on. Cash, a nap, the conversation, wake up, you're still talking.
But the beauty of having that freedom, of having people like that, when you could be free mentally and ideal with, and having support like Ash and Andrew and Nadia, who could say, okay, this is a realistic album for her.
Yeah.
Teacher won't start it off as one of those different conversations. Service culture start off as one of those different conversations.
Yeah.
Fast forward 2-3 years now, these are now companies are thriving, they're contributing, and not something we can put ourselves into.
That's true.
So that's important to just find the least part of your village. Create your village of people who can hold you accountable and who will allow you to keep on growing. Because we have a group of people who are now, we saw the BHCR, sounds like a lot of them, but being Holy Collie Rule, where we really brainstorm often. Even though we talk garbage and we joke around a lot, we really do keep each other grounded. We really do keep ideas churning.
Yeah.
And we really do make sure we're doing good things. Everybody in that one regard is doing awesome.
Every blessed person in that group is like a leader in our field. Yeah. And I think like that's amazing. Amazing group of people to have around you. So, you know, whatever it is that you're into or what you aspire to, if you have the people don't have to do exactly what you do, but they have to match that energy. Energy matches energy.
Yeah. Blend,
you know
blend,
how to say it. Yeah.
Blend.
Yeah.
To a Rotarian friend, whatever the contribution is. She's a Rotaractor. Yeah, Rotaractor. Whose name is spelled one way and pronounced the next way.
Fantasy.
So any piece of advice before we go that you'd like to give, whether they're couples who married for a long time, who just think about getting married, if you're single people, any advice that you'd like to give?
I would have been in like a similar situation as you guys as well.
Stay strong. Once you've gone to a certain point where you know that you want to get married, you would have experienced things together. As you continue to grow, things won't get easier, but you can enjoy the ride by, like we say, communicating, being open and honest with each other, and just learning more about each other as much as you can, as much as you possibly can. Stay strong, avoid temptation. Keep yourself in with good company, good couples, good people who can support you in many different areas of your life.
Seek wise counsel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Andrew, what would you say to the fellow who don't believe in marriage?
Fellow who don't believe in marriage. Well, that's a tough one. Because if you don't believe in marriage, that's fine. But find out why you don't believe in marriage. And then if that's a good reason, then you stick with that.
Yeah.
But marriage isn't for everybody. Marriage is tough. Marriage isn't the Cinderella lifestyle. It's good, but it's hard, and it's not for everyone.
True. It's true.
Marriage is tough. It's hard. It's not for everyone. So find the right person, but more importantly, be the right person.
Yeah.
I think that's always.
And it takes work from both sides. It takes work from both sides. It's not just one person at fault for everything. It's you got to look at yourself and see what it is you're doing or what you're not doing as well to contribute to the relationship evenly. But they say it's 100%, 100%, not 50%.
No.
Bring your all into the relationship and go from there.
Actually, when before I actually knew I was going to propose, I asked one of my brothers for advice. I told him that I'm thinking about proposing to Ashley. And he had two questions for me. He asked, one, do you want to get married? Right? You think about proposing, but do you want to get married? The second question is, do you want to marry Ashley? Right? Without answering yes to those two questions, he wouldn't let me go forward and continue talking, because you have to know whether you want what you're asking for.
Yeah.
That's why dating and the engagement phase is important. So dating and engagement are just one level above each other. Think of engagement as an enhanced dating phase. Don't think of it as planning phase for marriage or just the time before you get married. Think of it as a development phase.
I like that.
I like that. Because a lot of people tend to use dating as marriage 1.0, and then they then so commit, and they fully even know the person, but they then commit. Someone tell me you give in the girlfriend or wife treatment, you give in the wife and husband treatment, and you ain't yourself prepared to be the spouse, but you then trying. So that's why it's so difficult to transition, because you're unsure. Or when you start to see things you don't like, you then feel like you're so committed and do it that you can't leave. Which is equally good. Because, I mean, you don't wait until you get married, especially if you see those signs. Sometimes you don't see.
Not if you could help it.
Sometimes you don't see. Sometimes you don't know. But for the most part, like Andrew said, you use dating as a final, you use engagement as an extras final. And then once you get to the point, as you said, those two questions, those are profound, simple but profound questions. One, do you even want to get married?
And two, do you want to marry this person? Okay, so thank you so much for sharing the nuggets, guys. Look at that, we made it through.
Wow.
Andrew talked the most, so that's the reason.
Take
Andrew,
that.
Andrew talked the most.
We need to record this. Like, how we have the playback, it's evidence. Andrew speaking.
Well, guys. Thank you all so much, man. Thank you all so much for being open and being honest and sharing and letting persons know, it's doable. And I think a lot of persons tend to think that this isn't possible or it's just for them said, oh no, but it is doable. But like she said, yeah, I put 100 and 100, and like Andrew said, this isn't easy. So I think once you're able to commit to yourself, commit to the person, ultimately commit to God, I think you should be fine. And there's certain good people. If you can find good people like Ashley and Andrew, not them.
Not our first people.
People like Ashley
back
and Andrew.
Back up off our people.
I think you'd be fine. But once you find a good group of people to be around, though, and know you ain't by yourself. I think that's one of the greatest hiccups in marriages, is that when you think you're in it by yourself.
Yes.
I would say again, publicly, thank you, Ashley and Andrew, for answering the call and let me know that there's something wrong in my head whenever I felt confused. Let me know that's just how people think. Because you do at times just feel like you're not like in this close thing, like, but only me have this issue.
Right.
Then we talk to somebody else, say, no, that's
no, it's kind of common.
It's kind of common.
This is how you work through it. This is a good framework.
Or someone else to say, you were wrong. Be like,
lately.
Maybe it was
wrong. Why?
Yeah.
Maybe it was wrong. That's awesome. But thank you guys. Love you guys very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you. Love you guys. And thanks everyone for tuning in. All our friends who we could see and who we can sort of see in the comments. Yes. Everyone, thanks guys.
Yes. Much love. TheresaSharon.com.
Yeah, TheresaSharon242.com. You start already? Thank you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Nice to bring it home. And we are. Look, Ricardo.
Hey, Ricardo.
Thank you. Mama, do. I don't know if you figured out your phone, but when I just show you this video, I ain't done. I love you. Just like, sure, she sure is after the fact. You want me to figure it out. But everybody, what's
with it? And Indira, and Kalia, and Beryl, and Ricardo,
or
and
Natalia,
and Chico, because Chico missed. You started calling names earlier, and Chico was hot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling names. I'm sorry for whoever I missed. Thanks so much, guys, for showing up and commenting. I may have missed the names, but love you.
I love you, man.
We love you all. So thank you so much. And this has been our In Love podcast. We are here every other Sunday. So you can catch us again, not next Sunday, the Sunday after that. We have a few more couples that we'd like for you guys to meet this season. So yeah, look out for it and stay tuned. It's going to be some interesting conversations just like this one. So we thank you so much. And you can stream this conversation and past ones on YouTube and on any of the streaming platforms.
On Facebook. All of us on Facebook. So come back on Facebook.
All right.
Kalia, so every other Sunday, we'll be right here keeping company in Canada. So we love you too, Kalia. Be safe over there. And
yes.
You
guys.
All right.
Bye.
This one is called Lover's Choice. Real love. I'm still in love.
Let's see it. 'Cause love.